Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. You have tuned in to America's Home for Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. My friends, it's a pleasure to be here today. Thank you for joining us. Let's see, a couple things off the top. First and foremost, I would be remiss if I didn't say this off the top. I'm not going to sing, but I am, my friends, going to wish Oz here in the studio a very happy birthday. Oz's birthday is today. We will not say how old that Oz is. She is not as old as the one sitting here behind the microphone, but she's getting dangerously close, my friends. Happy birthday to Oz. Listen, I am, in all seriousness, give Oz a hard time sometimes. She gives me a hard time all the time, but I will say this in all seriousness. This program would not be possible without several components that have absolutely nothing to do with me. Number one, the listeners. Number two, not in order, I'm just in my head here thinking, the advertisers. Number three, the stations. But internally, when it comes to what's happening internally and doing this show, 100% would not be possible without Oz. And I say thank you, Oz, and happy birthday. That's the only time I'm going to mention that because we're going to give you a hard time from here on out. But in all seriousness, Oz, thank you for what you do here at the program. More than the average person out there would have the slightest idea about. So thank you, Oz, and happy birthday. Plenty of things to discuss here today on today's show, my friends, on Oz's birthday. You know, we don't do themes here on the program, but what we do, we sometimes there's such a strong narrative out there and so many stories out there that kind of intersect and intertwine with one another that they create a theme on their own. So we don't go looking for themes. I don't do that. I come here each and every day to talk with you about what's going on. And candidly, my interpretation of those events, we usually use those as a springboard to talk about what I consider the more important truths or the bigger fundamental things that we can learn from the stories of the day or be reminded of. So we don't come on here and artificially create narratives. Some people do. Some people like to do that. I don't. I just like to come on here, just like if we were to be driving a car somewhere, traveling somewhere, sitting down over dinner, just talking about the issues of the day. That's what we want to do. But today there's a theme. There's a theme that has been created, I would say on its own, but I don't think it's been created on its own. I think it's been created by the people who are on the left. Now, a moment for a, what do you want to say? A disclaimer, I guess. A moment to share a disclaimer with you. The disclaimer is this. When I talk about the left, I'm talking about the godless radical left. I'm talking about not everybody left of center. I'm talking specifically about a group, a subset of people that are part of the left. They're the radical left. These are the people who, I don't care how many messages I get on social media, how many people who try to tell me that they don't hate America. These people hate America as founded. This is the truth. They don't like truth. They don't like reality. They don't like God. They hate God. They hate Western civilization. They hate the concept of objective reality. They hate moral truth. These are people who are trying to rewrite life, the rules for life, the laws of the universe. These are people who have abandoned the notion that there is a God because they themselves have filled the void. They think, they hope, they are the gods of their own universe. They make their own rules. This is why moral equivalency is so important to them, because if they can say that nothing is right or wrong, then of course they can have whatever crazy, godless ideology rule their own lives, and no one can say anything bad about it. They actually, in some cases, try to shut it up. In fact, I won't get to this today, but there is a piece of legislation passing through or being worked through in the state of California that is attempting to require by law that people use the proper pronouns of those people with whom they are encountering and dealing with and so forth. This is what a godless worldview leads to. It leads to chaos, it leads to destruction. And it is with that in mind that we're going to talk about these issues today, because we have pure anarchy and lawlessness and godlessness, and it's being waged upon us, it's being unleashed upon us by a small subset of people that I refer to as the radical left. This does not include liberals. This doesn't even include people who are even maybe far left of center. This is a specific group that I take the time to define, because really what I'm trying to do is reach out to those who are maybe left of center. They're left of me, but they're to the right of those lunatics, and say, listen, you have more in common with me. You have more in common with constitutional conservatives, limited government conservative types, than you have with these lunatics who are destroying our society or doing their level best to do so. And that's what I want to talk about today. I pulled up my notes, and that's not the right notes for sure here. Let me see what I've done. What did I do here? That's going to take me a minute to find the most recent one. But we're going to talk about some of the lawlessness that exists out there today. And to whatever degree it is, whatever degree it is actually coordinated or orchestrated or the creating of a specific narrative, that's the degree to which we're going to be talking about it. And there's going to be a specific theme here today. So with that in mind, that's where I'm headed, my friends. That's what we're doing. But before we get there, let me remind you that you may have reached that stage where managing your money feels more like juggling more than just numbers, right? It may just not be the numbers any longer. There may be a whole lot of other things that have crept in to that stage of life that you're in. Tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when family office services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy, my friends, one cohesive strategy, and Full Suite Wealth can help you put those pieces together. Their full office services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private credit, private equity, legal expertise, all of those things under one roof. There's no coordination between people in different companies that have to know what the other is doing and planning and so forth. These folks are all under one roof. They're all part of Jason's team. And it's about simplifying your financial life. It's about planning for your future. It's about making sure your legacy stays strong for generations. If you're ready for that type of support, head on over to FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, my friends. Secure your future. All right. For some reason, the notes that I put together are not in the place that they're supposed to be, but that's okay because we always have backups here, my friends, backups here at the Todd Huff Show. And I want to start here, headline that's in the Epoch Times, DHS warns Mexican cartels are offering bounties for targeting ICE, Customs, CBP, Customs and Border. It's not patrol. I always call it patrol. I can't remember what the P is for, but DHS and DHS officials as well. So the cartels in Mexico have put bounties on the heads of ICE agents, Border Patrol agents, DHS officials. According to the New York Post, you can get $2,000 from the Mexican cartels for doxing or intelligence related to people in these parts of government. Doxing, by the way, is when you basically reveal someone's personal information online with, of course, the intention of, I guess, encouraging people to use that personal information to harm the individual, intimidate or harm the individual. So $2,000 for that, $10,000 for kidnappings or non-lethal assaults. So you don't have to kill them, just beat them up, physically rough them up. I mean, this is, by the way, this is who the left, the radical left is aligned with. This is who J.B. Pritzker is aligned with right now. They are fighting against, think about this, they are fighting against the agents of our government who are trying to put an end to the folks who are tied to this cartel, who are here doing bad things in our country. Not everybody is tied to the cartel, but certainly some are. Obviously they are, or why would they be putting bounties on the heads of these people? They are taking a financial hit. They are taking a financial hit, and they have decided it makes more sense to pay people to dox the ICE agents and so forth, to rough them up, to kidnap them, to assault them. And by the way, $50,000 for the assassinations of senior officials. Now, I've been told that we're not in in a state of emergency. There is no attempted insurrection, that these are peaceable cities. Now, does this sound peaceable to you? What must be going on? Think about it this way. What must be going on from the perspective of the cartel to where they go into their pocketbooks pretty deeply here? Now, granted, the cartels are worth bazillions of dollars, but they're cracking the pocketbooks open and they're going to, well, write checks metaphorically here to people who kidnap, dox, assault, or even assassinate senior U.S. officials who have put a major wrench in the gears of the operation of the Mexican drug cartels. Remind me again, for those of you who are going to cities in Chicago and proclaiming that ICE is there to harm American citizens, remind me again why this would be the case, why the cartels are ponying up this money when in fact, if what you say is happening in the cities is actually happening. According to the Latin Times and Fox News, DHS Secretary Mayorkas did confirm that there were, that's an older article. They knew that there were threats for some time, but these have been ponied up. These have been increased dramatically here for some time. So you could trace the beginnings of this. There's always been tensions along the border, right? There's always been tensions between the cartels and the United States government. But in the previous administration, there wasn't much to deal with here. But today we've got major problems on our hands because the Trump administration is actually doing something about it. I misspoke there. The Secretary Noem is the one who's, they're aware. The government's aware. Secretary Noem is aware of the threats, the DOJ, the FBI are involved. In fact, if you listen to Glenn Beck's program, you would have read or heard that the FBI, I think it was the FBI, had actually come to his house to talk about, not about the cartels, but about Antifa and the violence happening in the cities, the organization of Antifa, the structure, who's funding it, how they coordinate, the things that he has learned by doing some of his deep dives on Antifa. And while these are separate groups, and while these, in some senses, are not related, in the sense that we have one that's funded by the cartels, the other, who is, of course, Antifa, who are funded by angry radical leftists, they're all pushing in the same direction. They're pushing for lawlessness. They're pushing for violence. This is serious. These are serious times that we find ourselves living in, my friends. Now, Operation Midway Blitz, which of course is what's happening in Chicago, that this is supposedly a retaliation against this. Trump has made it clear, the administration has made it clear, that they are targeting cartel networks. That's one of the things he wants to root out of what's happening here in this country. And they have been labeled a direct threat, these retaliations, these attacks, these bounties, if you will, are a direct threat to U.S. sovereignty, to U.S., well, the safety of our officials and so forth, my friends. So, they're recruiting people, allegedly, of course they are, recruiting people who are sympathetic to what's happening with ICE. And they're basically trying, again, there's a merging here of different groups and personalities and so forth, different agendas. But again, agendas that are being used to move this country or try to move this country in one direction, which is away from law and order and towards the chaos that we've seen around this country due to open borders, due to lawlessness and the inability and unwillingness and everything else to enforce the law in our cities, our major cities in this country. All of this stuff is right now coming home to roost. All this stuff. Now, this has been the reason it's fascinating to me. You know, think of it like this. Think of it like this. If you were to sit at home and eat bonbons and chocolate donuts all day, and then one day you end up realizing that you've developed, I don't know, type 2 diabetes or something else that's a health problem that's a result of basically living a sedentary, unhealthy lifestyle, not eating anything at all that's remotely close to healthy. And then you say, now I've got to fight this disease. See, we sat on our duffs, not you and me, but collectively the nation did, and we allowed this to happen. We tried to stop it, but we ultimately were unsuccessful in making the previous administration enforce the laws. And so that's the part of the story. That's part of the analogy where we're sitting around, not you and I, but the government had its feet propped up, eating bonbons. And I'm not criticizing the agents. They weren't allowed to do their jobs. They were not allowed to do their jobs at all. The government has consistently tried to find new and novel ways to prevent the enforcement of, well, first of all, the border security, the law along the border. There are all sorts of rules and exceptions, and there were attempts to prevent people from actually being able to do their job. I've cited for you before, the state of Arizona had, back when Obama was president, said we're going to enforce federal law since the federal government will not. The court told them that they can't do that, and that the federal government had to enforce federal law, and then the federal government says, yep, that's what has to happen, and we're not going to do it. And so we've listened to nonsense for so long. We've had citizens go down to the border and kind of create their own, their own militias in a way or public community sort of defense and so forth. And sometimes they would have success in preventing some things from happening. But by and large, we were just overwhelmed until Trump came along. And so Trump came along, and now there's all these tensions. And now people say, look at what Trump is causing. In fact, I had some lunatic on social media comment to me. Now, I've not confirmed this story, so this may not be true. I'm just telling you what he said. He said that the World Cup, by the way, it sounds exactly like something these leftist organizations would do. And by the way, yes, I do throw the World Cup into that mix because, listen, I talk about it on this program, the seven pillars of propaganda. These are groups, organizations, pillars of society, things that we look up to, respect, or we're supposed to, that have been run by leftists for decades. This includes the media. This includes entertainment, which includes sports. This includes science. This includes academia, right? Harvard University, all these universities who have done nothing but promote lunacy and defended the ideas of the left while going after Trump every chance they get, blaming him for these things, even though these things are the result of, again, propping our feet up and eating unhealthy and not exercising and suddenly realizing we've developed a health condition, a heart problem, diabetes, whatever, and then getting mad at the doctor, getting mad at the dietitian or the guy who comes in to help you lose weight and get healthy, getting mad at him for telling you all the things that you have to do to reverse course. And that's what has happened here. That's what's happened. And this guy on social media had said, well, the World Cup is thinking about not having games here for the 2026 World Cup because of ice and everything happening in our cities. Why do you think that they're doing that? Well, I know exactly why they're doing it. They're run by a bunch of globalists and leftists. I would ask those folks, if in fact this guy really knew what he was talking about, my question would be, you'd have to, well, first of all, ask them yourself. Why are they doing this? Why are they more concerned when our country decides to enforce our laws, protecting our sovereignty, removing people who are breaking our laws? Why are they more concerned about that than with the people who are breaking the laws to begin with? Not to mention, a lot of those or a portion of those are being funded and used by violent gangs, drug cartels, and the rest. To do things here that are causing chaos for the lives of average, everyday American citizens. The left is completely embracing chaos, lawlessness, and dare I say, violence. They cheered it on a month ago, a little bit over a month ago, when Charlie Kirk was murdered and assassinated. They cheered that on, my friends, and they'll do it again. So, gonna have to take a break here in just a moment, but friends, I want to remind you that one of the things that we offer you here at the Todd Huff Show is the ability to put your logo on almost anything. We've opened a division called Red, White, and Brand. I did this in the past, by the way. We had a company that did, you know, print promotional products and things like that, and now we're relaunching this. I sold it 6 years ago. I had a 6-year non-compete. We got to the point back in May, and I thought, you know what? We can offer these products again, these services to folks who need them, the people that listen to this program, who have businesses and so forth. So we're here to help. RedWhiteAndBrand.com is the website. Promo code Todd's going to save you 10% on your first purchase. RedWhiteAndBrand.com. Also free shipping if you make your purchase completely online. RedWhiteAndBrand.com, promo code Todd, my friends. Your logo on almost anything. I've got to take a break. Quick time out here. You're listening to the home of conservative, not bitter talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, with all that going on, all that we talked about in the first segment, we'll get to Antifa here in a moment, but just based upon what we know about the drug cartels and the bounties that they've put on the heads of people who are working in this government to defend this government, to defend the people within this country. How in the world? I mean, this is what we're up against. You have people in this country, some people who hold political office. By the way, they'd almost probably every one of them is a Democrat. Maybe there's a lunatic Republican in there too somewhere, but they are siding with, you say maybe not directly, but they're on the same side opposing ICE, opposing the National Guard from intervening and weeding out some of this stuff. I mean, remember, whenever we see these headlines in the stories and they oppose ICE and the National Guard coming into their cities a million times more strongly than they oppose the people who are, well, putting bounties on the heads of U.S. officials, U.S. Workers for ICE and CBP. It's unbelievable, my friends, absolutely unbelievable. I'd mentioned off the top, well, really quickly, let me say this. There are a lot of companies out there. We got to face this. Talking about the seven pillars of propaganda last segment, but there's a lot of companies out there that do not share our values, our conservative values, our Christian values. And the good news is you don't have to invest in them. Of what we're based upon what we're talking about today, this should be, to me, the biggest eye-opener of all. And many of you know this. I know sometimes it's a hassle to think about these things and you're busy. I get all that. But if you're funding things that are, whether it's through investments or buying from companies, who are then taking the profits, taking that money, and funneling it to organizations or campaigns that elect people or that support some of these lunatic ideas, some of these just chaotic ideas, the desire to be on the side of violent offenders over the law enforcement officers, all over the people in a community, over their safety. Have you seen? I saw Don Lemon went around town. I think he was in Baltimore. I've been to inner city Baltimore, by the way, back in, it's been 26 years ago now. 26 years ago, I may have shared this story. I think I did share this story on here. I was in a class at American University. We spent a day. We went to Baltimore. We caught an Orioles baseball game. That's back when that stadium was pretty new. I forget the name of it. It was a really cool place. There was a storm that rolled through, lightning. We had to leave the bleachers. That was in probably April of 1999. We also went to a prison that day. The program I was involved in was a pre-law program. It was called the Justice Seminar, I believe is what it was called. And what we did was we were looking at the entire criminal justice system. We actually spent a little bit of time at one of these, I forget what you call these places. They're kind of like boot camps for youth who are about to be charged for crimes as adults because they keep breaking the law. And so it's like a last ditch effort. And it was right across the road, right across the street from a prison. It was in the Baltimore area. I couldn't tell you where because I wasn't back in those days. You know, I just went to where the bus took me. But they were treating them like they were in the military. And I remember some of my classmates, these liberals and leftists, didn't like that. And I remember saying to them, you guys are crazy. Right across the road is this serious prison that if these kids aren't here, they're going over there. They're going over there to where there are convicted murderers. This is actually a very, gracious or beneficial thing for them to be able to have. This opportunity to not go over there because they've tried everything possible. This is the last ditch effort. If they don't get through this program successfully, that's where they're going. So he visited the prison too. I remember there's stories. I don't have time to tell you about that, but my oh my, some stories about that. I will tell you, we saw some shanks that had been confiscated. It was wild stuff back in the day. And then, of course, we took a tour through inner city Baltimore. And this was 26 years ago. I am telling you, I've been to Compton. One of my good friends got married there. We stayed a night or two there, one or two nights there, literally in Compton. And I don't know. Inner city Baltimore, from what I saw, I would say is at least equally as bad as Compton. But these are violent, terrible places. Absolutely terrible. Now, I know, I don't want to say governments can solve all problems. Governments can't make people break those cycles of poverty and dependency. I get that. But man, the violence, they should surely be able to have a better grip on that if they truly wanted to. Trump's trying to give them the tools to do that, and they're refusing. And then they act like, on top of all that, they act like everything else is fine. And so the reason I say all that is to tie this together, and I want to tell you about 4-8 Financial, because if you're investing in a company or doing business with a company that is funding the candidates to do these things or funding causes that are empowering the left or funding maybe even these Antifa-related events and violence and quote-unquote protests and so forth, you don't have to do it that way, my friends. 48financial.com/Todd is where you can go to take a free assessment to see if your current investments or to what degree your current investments align with your values. And then you can decide what to do from that point. But our values matter, and so does the way that we use our money. 48 Financial can help you with that. 48financial.com/Todd. Again, 48financial.com/Todd. That's where you can get access to that calculator. And I encourage you to do it. I did it. It's quick and painless, and it gives you information that allows you to make choices. So with all that chaos in mind that's happening in our cities, in addition to that, Glenn Beck recently shared on his program that the FBI visited him to gather information and intelligence on Antifa. They met him at his home to gather insight into the structure and the operations of Antifa. If you go to his website, glennbeck.com, that's got two N's, by the way, glennbeck.com, he describes Antifa as a networked system, not a spontaneous protest group, including coordination, financing, and logistical support. There are people out there who want you to believe that Antifa is this kind of grassroots group of people who are just trying to oppose the fascists. In fact, I saw somebody on social media recently say, what's the problem with Antifa? Antifa stands for anti-fascist. Shouldn't we all oppose the fascists? Yeah, I would say yes, but I would say if Antifa is concerned about fascists, they might want to begin by looking in the mirror, my friends. Their behavior is incredibly fascist-like. Listen, it's amazing to me. What if fascism and white supremacy and the neo-Nazism, which I'm not saying there are none of those people in this country, because they are. Those are abhorrent, wicked beliefs, set of values. There's no value there whatsoever. I resoundingly condemn all of that. But why do we hear more about the people who are supposedly fighting against those things than we actually hear about the people who believe those things? And I mean that legitimately. I see a lot more problems caused by Antifa than I see caused by people who are true fascists. I think the average person does as well. And it's not because I'm just looking for ways to trash on Antifa, but I do know who they are, and they are not a good group of people. They are a terrorist organization. Listen, terrorism simply means that they are using violence or the threat of violence to intimidate people into agreeing with their political perspective. It's to try to get people to go along politically so that they don't have to deal with the wrath of the anger and rage and violence of the people in a particular group. And that's exactly what Antifa, my friends, is doing. So Glenn Beck says, listen, you're told that Antifa is a bunch of kind of random grassroots people, that they're decentralized, they're not coordinated with each other, but Glenn Beck says that's not true. In fact, I believe this. He says that they're decentralized cells that are connected through encrypted platforms like Signal and Matrix. They're organized support arms. They have legal, medical, logistical support. They have funding, grassroots and mutual aid donations, International Anti-Fascist Defense Fund, National Lawyers Guild legal support, some alleged larger nonprofit conduits. They're anti-capitalist. They're anti-authoritarian. They're really just, honestly, they're absolutely in favor of just complete anarchy. They're anarchists is what they are. They use intimidation, media pressure, and direct action against quote-unquote designated fascists. That's what Glenn Beck has said, and that's what the FBI came to talk with him about. And I've got to take a break long this segment, my friend. Sit tight. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA.
Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment. Time flies here at the Todd Huff Show. It's good to have you. By the way, two things. Number one, if you sign up for our email newsletter, which is totally free, it's called The Daily Truth. We're about to relaunch some other things surrounding that I think are pretty cool, that I think you'll be excited for. But if you sign up for that email now, between now and midnight, 11:59 p.m., Friday night, the 17th, here in just a couple days, everybody who's a subscriber will be entered into a drawing. I don't have it's back here behind me. But to win a copy, we'll have a drawing, randomized drawing, of Eric Trump's new book called Under Siege. So I'm going to send that out to a winner. But that's not just for new subscribers. That's for everybody who is a subscriber. One of the things that drives me nuts about people contests and promotions is that the people who, listen, if you've been reading the newsletter for a while, if you've been following us and since the beginning or from the early days, you shouldn't be penalized and taken out of these contests. So we're going to draw a winner from that. We're going to draw it next week. But the contest to enlist, or I guess enroll in the contest, is to, it ends at 11:59 here on Friday night. So that's what I wanted to make sure I told you. The other thing is, friends, there's a lot of confusion out there about Kratom. You probably heard the headlines. Most of them are based on synthetic junk, garbage that is not real Kratom at all. Real Kratom is safe when it's natural, when it's tested, when it's handled with care. And that's exactly what you get from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. They're a family-run company that partners directly with farmers in Indonesia. Every batch is lab-tested for purity and safety. No chemicals, no fillers, no shortcuts. This is not the problem, Kratom. This is actually the Kratom that can be trusted. In fact, it is a trusted herbal option that's been used for generations, my friends, years and years and years, and a real alternative for people looking for something that doesn't come with a warning label and interactions that can be a metaphorical mile long. Start with their Kratom starter pack. Use coupon code Todd Huff. That's my last name too. You'll note coupon code Todd Huff. You get 10% off your first order. Visit christophersorganicbotanicals.com. Again, that's christophersorganicbotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. By the way, if you have trouble with some of those website addresses or things like that on the program, you can always go to Freedom Marketplace, freedommarketplace.net, and do a search. And you should be able to find the listing there. On occasion, an advertiser won't have a listing there, but most of them do. So that's another place that you can go at freedommarketplace.net. All right, I want to get back into this conversation in the time we have remaining. Glenn Beck was reportedly visited by the FBI to learn more about Antifa, which is crazy to think about. I mean, listen, I think Glenn Beck does a great, I don't listen to people. I know my father-in-law, prior to his passing, was a big fan of Glenn Beck. He had, I think he subscribed to some of his stuff. I remember having to help him load an app or something onto his TV just to give him access. I can't remember exactly how that all worked, but I remember doing that. He was a fan of Glenn Beck, and Glenn Beck has done some really good things. Glenn Beck, of course, is hated by the godless radical left as well. And he's done some good work. I just, again, I don't, I do my stuff here. So by saying that, I want you to know it's not an insult. It's just to say I don't do that. But I can tell you, I'm familiarized enough to know that he does his research. And it's interesting that we now have an FBI. Remember, back in the previous administration, the FBI would have been more likely used to say that Glenn Beck was supporting Russians than they were to say that he was right on Antifa. Now we've got an administration that says, listen, we've been told a bunch of stuff about Antifa that we just know isn't correct, because that's the way that it works. In fact, if you look at what the so-called experts say, they'll make it sound like it's just a bunch of harmless grassroots people without a leader. And Glenn Beck says, not so fast, not so fast at all. That's not really what we're seeing here. We're seeing huge degrees of coordination, says Glenn Beck. And so the FBI is trying to get a handle on that. A couple things that come to mind. Number one, I had somebody comment to me and say, look, well, the anti-fascist idea. Look, these people who are anti-fascist, what's wrong with them fighting fascism? Nothing's wrong with fighting fascism. The question is that really what they're doing? I could just as easily say, what's wrong with ICE? What's wrong with CBP removing people from the country, keeping people from coming into this country who are not supposed to be here legally? And they would say, well, Todd, that's not what they're doing. They're arresting and deporting American citizens, which people are out there saying. By the way, if that does happen, that should be remedied. That should be fixed. That person should come back. They should put safeguards to prevent that from happening at all costs. But that's not the intended mission. That's not the point here. The point is to enforce our laws. But if you acknowledge that, if you make the claim anyway, that ICE is trying to do things outside of its stated mission, then you understand exactly the argument that we make when we say Antifa is not actually out there fighting fascism. They're promoting it. They're living it. They're living, breathing examples of fascists that are hell-bent on using violence to intimidate normal people from engaging in the political nonsense and stopping the silliness and the ravage effects of liberalism and leftism. Gotta go, though. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.